In this episode, you'll discover my simple three-part romantic email formula that inspired my wife to say it was the best email she ever got. So welcome in, Heroic Husbands, to the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is your one podcast for learning everything you need to know to become the marriage-transforming hero of your relationship. The three specific benefits you'll gain by listening to the end of this episode are: number one, you'll have a winning formula to create a super high-impact romantic email your wife will love. Number two, you'll eliminate the risk of rejection and guesswork knowing you are using a tried and tested formula. Number three, you'll have a simple three-part formula you can use hundreds of times in future to create magical spontaneous connection with not a ton of effort at all. Really, it's quite simple. Let's touch base. Have you ever used mainly birthday / Valentine's / Christmas to send romantic notes? Or maybe, does your main romantic self show up after you've unwittingly screwed up in marriage and in times when repair is needed as soon as possible? It's an emergency, you know, in moments after rupture. Number three, does a part of you fear being dismissed or rejected or even laughed at if you get really sincere in your gestures of romance to your wife? A lot of guys can say yes to these experiences in marriage, and really, one of the most powerful messages I want you guys receiving from this podcast is married life can become a game that when you apply yourself and you do the highest leverage things, it gets easier and easier. I've been getting feedback from guys that, you know, I've never spoken with, never coached, but they apply the stuff and things change in the bottom line. One thing I want to paraphrase in this episode, and maybe it's to asterisk this for all of the shares, I asked my queen's permission if I could share this experience with you guys, and there was quite a tender inhibition within my queen, and I could really understand it myself. So I want to speak an honoring to my queen's nervous system, to her heart and soul, to her human experience. I really want to give a public acknowledgement to her. She doesn't listen to the episodes. It's my fucking job. This is my study. She doesn't need to hear any of the shit that I'm saying. She just wants me to embody this stuff. But I do really want to give a public acknowledgement to her and let you guys know that, you know, when I share stuff about myself, my inner world, and, you know, my queen, we're a regular couple. There's no other thing but regular couples on the planet, like regular people. And my queen is having a deeply human experience. So when we share, when I share this, it's not to go like an Instagram version. Oh, look at me. Look at I'm so brilliant, etc., etc. There's a part of me would like to keep this private. There's a part of me would like to keep this just between Matilda and myself, to honor Matilda. So, but it's my purpose is to support you guys. So I really just want, it's an honoring of my queen's heart and soul in this, that it's, she really recognizes it's my purpose to share with you the stuff that works for me. That said, I had been practicing. I've done an episode before on romantic gestures, super simple ones for regular dudes like myself, like yourselves, that, you know, in a relatively short period of time, you can have an incredible result. You can evoke a response where your queen is happy, she's feeling loved up, she's feeling super romance, seen, heard, safe, etc. I shook things up recently. I've been writing a letter in the morning, and post-it notes and, you know, voice messages and gifts, and, you know, my queen, I love getting goofy with her in gifts when she's away from home, etc., etc. So lots of little simple examples. So there, a week or two ago, about 2 weeks ago, I just decided I'd shake things up. I wouldn't have the letter written for her waiting at the table when she come down in the morning. I said, you know, I'd send her an email. I rarely had done that. My I work with email, so I tend to just keep email being like an exclusive work tool. And I constructed an email without putting, well, I did put thought into it, but I didn't, you know, I put a few parts of it together and they worked sublimely. It was astounding. I literally, and it's with Matilda's permission, the specific nature of like her feedback, her response to my email was this: "That is absolutely the best email I've ever got, exclamation mark. Not because of your words, but for the palm picture, of course. Joking, exclamation marks. The palm picture, that's part number three in what I'm talking about as being the formula. It's a Pomeranian picture. I love you, tons of exclamation marks. And it has me smiling and all warm and fuzzy to read your words. What a lovely surprise." And there was like love hearts, a whole string of them, and a whole string of happy faces, and all the emoji love in the world. I'm going to share with you what I sent. And this is not like, when I say there's the formula, there's a three-part formula that I've broke down. And I'm going to be using this again myself personally. It just worked really well. Matilda really affirmed. She was like, the three of those things coming together, Mark, that just was a magical combination. I think I'd used pretty much all of them individually before. It was the bringing of these three successful romantic gestures all together in one email that just Matilda said, oh, like the guys, that's like pretty much, this is my queen's feedback, that's pretty much a done deal. Any guy in the world that sends his wife a message like that in his own form. And that's what I want to encourage you guys. I'm going to share what I sent to my queen in the specifics of it, the words of it, but then make your own version of it. My email read like this, and there's three parts. I'll do the breakdown afterwards. The first part, it's a heartfelt honoring of all aspects of your queen. My message was, hey baby, I thought I'd shake things up and start an illicit conversation with you at work, exclamation marks, just a bit of funny humor into it. I love you, baby. You are the most extraordinary woman I could have at my side through this beautiful life journey. Nothing fills me up more than seeing and feeling you expand into the special person you were born to become. And boy, is your healing and revealing process heating up. I sometimes can't keep up with the new revelations that are flowing through you. And yet, that's what makes it all the more incredible to witness. It's my honor and privilege to call you my wife. Just another half a minute, guys. Stick with me. It's an honor and privilege to call you my wife, the mother of our stunning children, my queen, my goddess. You are safe to reveal every single aspect of you that knocks on the doors of your consciousness, wanting to shine the light and love of your art into the world. I'm here for all of you. You are enough just as you are. I love you. Marco. And in brackets, yes, your dark lord is here and will be emerging in full cock duty really soon, dot dot dot. Marco, this is a side note, Marco is my alter ego. He's like, I am Mark, you know, regular Mark, and then there's Marco is the sexual deviant part of me, that he's the real dark lord part of me that comes out. And yeah, Matilda really loves the counterbalancing part of that. So some dark sexual humor in there. That's part one. Part two, I'm going to share you, actually have an episode especially on this, going in depth on this quote. The quote is from Bob Marley. If she's amazing, she won't be easy. If she's easy, she won't be amazing. If she's worth it, you won't give up. If you give up, you're not worthy. And the third part, so that's the second part, is find a badass quote about love and quote it. The third part, I call it the Instagram cuddliness top score image. P.S. This is still my email to my queen. On a more practical household note, I've decided that Mitzi is our new Pomeranian pup, she's just like teeny tiny little yoke, needs a hairdresser. I can't look at our sweet little sewer rat and feel the same after seeing this photo this morning. Side note, we use a lot of humor in it, and like Mitzi is in between puppy coat and adult coat, and she just really does not look like a purebred Pomeranian. She doesn't look cute at all. And man, when she gets wet, we call her like our sweet little sewer rat when she comes in from the wet outside. there was humor in it. And then I posted this super, the cutest photo of a black Pomeranian puppy. And that was just purely at the end. It's like, it's the Instagram effect. It's like, cute shit works. So let's do this breakdown super quickly, guys. And why it's so freaking powerful. These can work individually. You can break them down individually. But the three together, man, you're just stacking the astounding neurophysiological cocktail of epicness that your queen is going to be experiencing when she's reading this from you. So let's go with the formula. The best email I've ever got formula. Number one, heartfelt honoring of all aspects of your queen. In this, make sure you meet her feminine needs. Feeling seen, heard, and safe. You know, if you re-listen to what I wrote to my queen, and again, that was just with the training of my nervous system, that stuff naturally comes through me. I speak those words to my queen often. That message was not me being clever going, I have a podcast episode I'm going to write for. That was me being Mark, being her husband. You're here for all of her. Let your queen know that. You are here for all of her. The feminine wound is feeling too much or too little, not enough. Go explicit. I'm here for all of you, baby. I want all of you. You know, all of her. Let your queen know that all of her is welcome and desired. All the messiness. There's nothing too messy. You're here for all of it. Recognize her beauty and brilliance in core aspects of what she gifts you, your kids, your family, the world. Let her know you see all of her and you're here for all of her and every single part of her is safe and you praise her and you love her up and be super explicit with it. Number two, find a badass quote about love. Man, if you're on the run and you want to rob the Bob Marley one, hey, I'm going to be doing an episode on that one on itself. Like, if you don't live that shit out, you know, you really want to get one that, I would say, get one, but not the mushy-ass Valentine's Day card BS. Like, search for one by a poet or a songwriter or philosopher that's really ballsy. It has heart and soul in it, that your queen knows this ain't the fucking, you know, Instagram meme mush. This is heart and soul. You know, if you can quote, man, if you have time and you can get some poet or singer-songwriter that she really loves or from a favorite song, get some quote that is real, that really brings the depth of masculine commitment that you have to her, and just make it ballsy. That's what I just really want to say to you on that. And number three, the Instagram cuddliness top score image. Man, and you can even make some humor about this. I had this specific one about, you know, we have a Pomeranian puppy. So that was sort of very, that was in the natural narrative of our day-to-day lives right now. But I'd encourage you, you know, you can make it a part humor. It's like, hey, baby, here I'm putting in like a, and stick in a, download a photo. You get them clearly. There's 10 trillion fucking cute animal photos online. You know, I'm talking about kittens, puppies, baby dwarf rabbits, baby sleeping at the sight of massive dogs. You know, like, there's fucking these classic ones. They're the ones that when you're a content creator, there's nothing more frustrating because you're putting your heart and soul out. And when I was on social media, it's like, oh wow, look, you know, it's like I got 15 reads. And then anybody that just fucked any cute ass kitten or any cute shit from their life, there's like, oh, a million shares, it's gone viral. It's like, man, use that stuff. You can use it as, you know, humor at the end of your email going, baby, hey, if my loving note, if my love letter above or the loving email didn't do the job for you, if the quote didn't do the job for you, well, I just thought this looked cute and cuddly. I want you to feel happy and this looked amazing. Whatever. You use some humor in it. Introduce it. Here's just to guarantee that there's some good feeling buzz for you by the end of this email, I said I'd include this. And fucking whatever is the cutest image on the planet that you could find for her. And that is that. The best email I've ever got. That's the formula. Number one, heartfelt honoring of all aspects of your queen. Go deep. it's particularly powerful. It's not fucking Valentine's Day. It's not like her birthday. It's not anything. It's not Christmas yet. Give it to her now. Number two, find a badass quote about love. And number three, Instagram cuddliness, top score image. The three of those together. I want you guys winning in the game of marriage. I directly, masculine, you grow up by direct challenge. I challenge every single one of you that have listened to the end of this one. Like, it's just 15 minutes of a podcast episode, yet this could be the most powerful thing that you do for your queen this year. This is the type of thing that she speaks about in 6 months' time, in 6 years' time. Do you remember that one email? That was amazing. But she won't be saying in 6 years' time, because it'll have worked that well for you. You'll have been the clever son of a gun, and you will do this systematically with her over time. But I do sincerely challenge all of you. Take some moments out this week. Put together an email like this. Send it off your queen. She deserves to feel loved up. You deserve to nourish and to honor this divine, beautiful, the single most important relationship out of your own relationship with God and within yourself, your relationship with your divine goddess, your divine queen, this wonderful wild woman that you call your wife. You deserve to honor that. She deserves to be honored with this. And above all else, guys, in the busyness of your week and the same shit, different day off it, this is a spectacularly simple tool, an idea to implement that really brings the lightness back and the fucking spaciousness and the playfulness and the romance and everything that's fucking wonderful. You don't have to try and relive how it was in the beginning. You know, bring the fire now. Bring that. That's incredible masculine practice. So there you go. Get it done. Coming into landing as one man to another, I have a favor to ask of each one of you kings. Can you please take 2 minutes to leave the podcast a juicy, positive review in Apple Podcasts or Spotify? Regular, positive, longer reviews are rocket fuel for the podcasting algorithms to introduce our show to more men, and more men desperately need to meet this show. You leaving a review today can help save another man's marriage tomorrow. Your one review is literally that powerful. I personally appreciate your support in this immensely. Thank you so much, man to man, in advance. This episode, once more, has been in perfect alignment with the mantra of this amazing movement. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful, kingly day.